From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The UN envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, is expressing frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need to help in the country's many besieged areas. Stephane de Mistura cut short a meeting of the humanitarian task force in Geneva on Thursday.
I decided to use my privilege as chair to declare that there was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria. Tomorrow is the World Humanitarian Day. And in Syria, what we are hearing and seeing is only fighting, offensives.
De Mistura said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussions of action instead of wishes or promises. He reiterated calls for a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries, and said achieving that would require big efforts by the United States, Russia, and other countries with influence on Syria's warring parties. Two car bombings a few hours apart in Turkey early Thursday killed at least 6 people and injured just over 100 others. One of the blasts occurred at a police station, killing and wounding several officers. Civilians make up the other casualties. So far, no group is claiming responsibility for the attacks, but authorities have placed the blame on Kurdish militants who have carried out similar attacks in eastern Turkey in recent months. This is VOA News. Firefighters in the western U.S. state, of California, have made some progress containing a wildfire that has burned more than 12,000 hectares since Tuesday. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the blaze in a mountainous area north of the city of San Bernardino.
It's burning in very steep, rugged terrain with an accumulation of dead fuel buildup as a result of the fire, as a result of the drought. We're in the fifth year of drought. That in combination with the hot weather, low relative humidity, and winds that we've been having is resulting in a fire that's moving very fast, very intense.
California is used to seeing wildfires during the warm summer months, but this fire grew unusually quick. With the fire only 4% contained, the threat of it spreading further prompted authorities to order more than 82,000 people in the area to evacuate their homes. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is in China at the start of a 5-day visit, her first official visit to her country's largest trading partner since her National League for Democracy came to power in April. Relations have been shaken by recent clashes between Myanmar's government and Kuchin rebels that caused casualties on the Chinese side of the border. A former Australian ambassador to Myanmar told VOA's Victor Beatty he expects Aung San Suu Kyi to exhibit a pragmatic approach to her relations with China and the United States, which she will visit in September.
I think she's going to be quite careful in the way she approaches China. She went there last year. The Chinese reached out to her and invited her. But that was before she'd won the election. So the conversation that they have this time will be a little bit different because Aung San Suu Kyi will be in a position to make commitments.
Former Australian Ambassador Trevor Wilson. The U.S. Olympic Committee says two members of the U.S. men's swim team are being detained in Rio de Janeiro to answer questions about an alleged robbery. The swimmers were removed from a plane that was taking them back to the U.S. from Rio Wednesday and taken to a special police area at the airport. Police are investigating claims made by fellow swimmer Ryan Lochte that the three, along with a fourth teammate, were robbed at gunpoint on Sunday by men who identified themselves as police officers. Brazilian authorities are now suggesting the U.S. swimmers may not have told the whole truth and need to answer questions. Lochte left Brazil before a judge issued an order to detain him. In other Olympic news, Kenya took gold in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase, Kenya's ninth straight gold in the race since 1988. And Jamaica's Elaine Thompson won gold in the women's 200-meter final on Wednesday. And fellow countryman Usain Bolt made it to Thursday's final in the men's 200-meter final. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.